5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It has to be one of the biggest decisions you make as a parent. I know I struggled with it. What are you going to name your baby? You know?
Right.
You remember you used to have all those baby books? Like, they must have gone out of business now that the internet exists.
Yeah. I mean, like many other things, right? There's just quicker access to the information. But a lot of people find inspiration in the places where we spend the most time, right? So people around you, family, whatever it may be, and sometimes even entertainment.
Right. So I saw this, and it's trending, because they released, like, the, you know, Social Security puts out the list of, like, the highest ranking baby names of the year, and it's always, like, the same, like, Emma, Noah, you know, Mia, Ella.
They move in cycles, but yeah.
Yeah, they're always in the top 10, but there is a name that started trending a lot, and we'll go through some of them that are trending even more, but one of the fastest growing baby names in the U.S. right now is Love.
Okay.
And now Love, and yeah, they think that the reason why that's trending so much is because of the Netflix show You.
Yes.
So season two of You introduces Love Quinn. She's the love interest of the main character.
Yes.
I don't watch You because I'm a scaredy cat and it's too scary for me.
I mean, it's actually a very fun,
it's creepy,
witty show. It is creepy.
I don't like creepy.
I mean, because it's well done.
Mm.
It is well done.
So I was like, oh, I'm like, that's so cute because of this character, Love. Now, I will say people in glass houses should not throw stones.
Right.
Myself included, mm-hmm, because my older daughter, Hayden, was named after Hayden Panettiere.
And, you know, she's had her struggles as well. And
right,
not even on television. I mean, real life.
Absolutely. So
yeah,
the whole reason behind that is when I was pregnant with her, it was 2009. The show Heroes was really, really big, if you mm-hmm remember that show. And she was the indestructible cheerleader.
Yes.
And her name was Claire on the show. And I remember thinking she was so cool. And I loved that show. My
right
husband and I would watch religiously. And I would be like, we should name our daughter Claire after the indestructible cheerleader. And he's like, I don't like the name Claire. What's her real name in life? And I'm like, Hayden Panettiere. And he was like, I like the name Hayden. I go, I do too. And that's how she got her name. So
just like
here
that.
You go. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, she's not a psycho killer in
no
the TV show, but I did see her in a street brawl on TMZ, like, I don't know, 2-3 months ago.
Right.
She likes to get a little bit rowdy, that one.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll show Hayden like a video. She's like, Ma, can we stop telling people that I was named after this?
Right. Like, you know, you're cheapening me right here. Right.
So they put out this list, and, you know, it always has new names that come on it. And it's always interesting to see what people are naming their children.
Okay.
This is a baby expert from the internet talking about it.
This is in the category of invented names. Lee is a very popular, trendy ending for names right now. Everly, Brinley, Hadley.
My niece is Hadley.
Okay.
Yeah, I yep thought that's cute.
I'm an Emerson.
Pretty. Yeah.
Next, we have Georgina. I like this. I love the nickname Georgie. Georgia has gotten more popular, so this is a good alternative. It's in the 800s now.
I love that, too.
That's an old name.
Yeah.
Georgina, Georgia. I mean, that's been around for a long time. It's just kind of coming back now at this point. Probably 20-year cycle, I can recall.
Georgie is so cute. So I love names that are for boys or for girls, and
yeah,
I believe she's going to talk about it, that are gender neutral, and I love Georgie for a girl.
Next we have Winona, little vintagey, little country. I need to know, are we getting on board with this?
Are we getting on board with Winona?
I mean,
can't say it.
If you're here for Georgia, then you should be here for Winona.
Not true. I can't say Winona. Winona.
I mean, just...
Winona.
Stop saying it weird. Just say Winona.
Winona.
Wait, I mean, just...
Winona.
Stop it.
Say it out loud.
I mean,
feels
you're
funny
saying it. You're making it
right
weird now.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Do you have a unique name, or did you give your baby a unique name? Is it Winona? We want to know what it is.
Wow.
Winona.
I mean, really.
Love is one of the fastest growing baby names in the U.S., and they think it's because of the Netflix show You. It was a character that it was introduced in season two.
Very likable lady.
Yeah. There's a lot of different... names that are coming out. And here's a baby expert talking about some of them.
We talked about Renly last time. This had the biggest jump. The second biggest jump belongs to Nuraya. This went from 1683 to 993. This is a pretty big jump. And other similar names like Amaya and Inaya also had big jumps.
Manaya, Anaya. They're pretty. That is pretty.
I mean, it's certainly pretty. I'm not in the market for a female baby name at the moment, so sorry. I'm not hard considering it.
Gosh, it's not easy to come up with a baby name.
It's a long list of baby names.
Yeah.
Here.
Do you have a unique baby name, or did you give your child a unique baby name? 1-800-330-9999. Ariana, your daughter, right?
Actually, when I was giving birth, the surgeons in the operating room were playing a song called Walking on Sunshine. And it made me think of the summertime and how everyone loves summer. And I don't know, I turn to my husband and I say, how about the name Summer? And he kind of likes it too, so it just stuck.
That's what you named your daughter. That's nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't even on the list of our top 8 names, but it just kind of came to my mind at that time, so thankfully I still like it.
Right. Found your inspiration. Well, hopefully your daughter likes it too.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's similar to my sister. My sister had her birthing playlist on, and it was Cecilia, the song Cecilia. Mm. That's what she named my niece.
Wow.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your unique name?
My name is Rollins, which I know is extremely unique, and I hated it as a kid, but I've actually grown to like it. And the reason my name is Rollins is because my parents met in Rollins, Wyoming in the 80s. They were both, like, traveling through their kind of hippie free spirits. And, yeah, they decided to name me after the town they met. And
it's kind of pretty. Mm. Oh, I mean, I don't mean kind of. It is pretty. It's a pretty
name. I mean, I like
name.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice story, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your parents hooked up as soon as they met.
I have heard about people being named after the places they were conceived. When did that conversation come up? Mm. They're like, oh, why did you name me Paris? Well, Mommy and Daddy were on vacation.
Right.
Sorry, Roland.
I'm just saying your parents were a little forward. That's all I'm saying. In Rollins. Yes, they were. You know, it was that time, though, Anna.
Producer John, your dad, didn't he change your brother's name or something? What happened?
Oh, yeah, no, he changed it about 3 months in or something like that. And my first brother, I have two brothers, right? They're both a lot younger than me. Now they're 21 and 19. And Bo didn't have a name for the first 3-something months, and then they landed
on... How does that work?
Can you even leave the hospital without naming your kid.
Right, I thought you had to write something down.
Right. I think they did. I think... Did they? I don't know, man. I was 15 at the time. I don't remember.
You didn't think it was weird that your brother didn't have a name?
He didn't care. He was 15. He had other things to do.
Well, I mean, in English class, we had to write down a thing about, like, my family and everything like this, and I wrote down, like, Mom, Robin, Dad, Joseph,
Baby.
Brother... Undecided. I literally wrote undecided.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
And they called the authorities.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.